Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
Two new studies were released yesterday, and they've shown that if you take a daily pill that's designed to fight AIDS, it may actually prevent an uninfected person from catching the disease. We're joined now by Donald G. McNeil, Jr., science and health reporter for our partner, The New York Times. And tell me, Donald, is this a breakthrough in AIDS research?
It's a follow-up to a breakthrough. The real breakthrough was last year, a study that was done among gay men in San Francisco that showed this effect, that if you took a daily Truvada pill, which is a combination of two anti-AIDS drugs, and they're safe anti-AIDS drugs, you could prevent the disease. You could prevent somebody from getting infected. These are two follow-up studies, both done in Africa, that showed the same effect. So it's the evidence is piling up. And it was particularly good news because there was another study done in Africa just among women, uninfected women, that had to be stopped because it wasn't showing any protective effect. And they still don't know why that happened. Well, one of the suspicions is that the women may have actually been giving their drugs, some of the women may have been giving their drugs to their boyfriends or husbands.
Well, exactly how did this study work? How were they able to test this to get people to take the chance of getting AIDS and avoiding it?
The way you do any study with placebo, you take a group of thousands of people, you split them in two, you give half of them the drug that you hope works, and you give half of them, in effect, a sugar pill, and you wait to see what happens. And more people in the sugar pill side of the study got infected than people in the drug side. So when they realized, they did what's called unblinding the study part of the way through, and they realized, oh my God, the effect is so great, it's unethical to continue. We've got to stop the study because it's clearly working. So they did that.
Is it that effective that actually people would feel safe taking the drug and not using other protection?
Well, look, I had somebody literally write to me yesterday and say, so if I took a Truvada pill, every day I could go barebacking, which is to say anal sex without a condom. And I said, essentially, look, you don't get your medical advice from reporters. Better you should talk to a doctor. But clearly the implications of the study is that, the protective effect in a large group of thousands of people is 73%. 73% is not nothing. You're not safe. That's like, getting your fun by lighting a stick of dynamite several times and putting it out and putting it out and figuring, well, as long as I can keep putting it out, I'll be safe. So, no, I mean, the only thing that's completely safe is abstinence, but, this lowers people's risk. But what it does is it adds to the whole group of things that can lower risk.
Well, we're speaking with Donald G. McNeil, Jr., science and health reporter for our partner, The New York Times. Donald, does these studies get us closer to a vaccine?
No, nothing to do with a vaccine. A vaccine is a shot or a pill it works like a vaccine, but it's not really a vaccine. It's a virus suppressant. But it's protection before the fact, so that's good. Good news.
All right. So, but the worry, of course, would be that people would hear incomplete information and think that taking a Truvada would prevent you from getting AIDS.
People would incorrectly think it completely protected you from getting AIDS.
And it only partially does.
That's what the evidence of these studies suggests.
And somewhere between 60 to 70% less chance?
That's for a big group. You individually have a different risk depending on how you react to the drug. So it's not a good idea to think that your risk is 73% less. If you were 1,000 people, you had 1,000 lives to put at risk, you'd get it 73%.
I don't think I want to put mine at risk at all. Donald G. McNeil, Jr., science and health reporter for our partner, The New York Times, helping us to understand these two new studies that were released yesterday that show taking a daily pill that's designed to fight AIDS can prevent an infected person from catching the disease. Donald G. McNeil, Jr., thank you so much.
Thank you.